Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, Blog Talk Radio. We're so happy to have you with us. Good evening to those on Zoom. Good evening to those who will find us on Facebook. And in just a second, and maybe even now, good evening to YouTube. We're so glad to have you all with us. Whoops. That's how I know when we're live on YouTube, because I can hear myself echoing. So that is just too funny. So thank you all so much for being with us tonight. We got going right off the bat here this evening because we're going to be playing messages from the Southwest Believers Convention. We had said that last night. But tonight, Pastor wanted to hear two messages. The first one is going to be taught by Keith Moore, and the second one is going to be by Dr. Bill Winston. And he wanted to get them both in tonight. So we started right up, right from the get-go. Hi, Sunday. It's so good to have you with us. It's good to hear your voice. How is everything going with you? Is she? Oh, no. My goodness. Well, hallelujah. That is so good. That's so good. And there's nothing to help bring health and joy and peace to your system like a new baby. Yeah. And yes. Oh, cool. I didn't know you were getting new floors, but that's always a fun thing. Yeah, I love it. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's nice. That's nice. And probably much easier to take care of than real wood ones are, too. Yeah. We did miss you. We did miss you. I already told Blog Talk. Yeah. And Blog Talk Radio and YouTube are already with us. I told them you would probably. Amen. They do. Did you want me to do pledges, or do you want to forego that because the messages are going to be longer? Are you thinking about it, or are you going through a coulee and we just don't have good signal? Okay, I'm going to go ahead and share screens, and we'll say our pledges and our opening prayer real quick, and then we'll go right to the message. Whoops, I guess I need to pull those up so you can actually see them. Here we go, our pledge to our Christian flag. I pledge allegiance to the Christian flag and to the Savior for whose kingdom it stands. One Savior, risen, crucified, and coming again with life and liberty to all who believe. I was trying to do four things at one time. That's why I stopped there for a second, and I might have even recited it wrong. Pledge to the American flag. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. One nation under God. Amen. Amen. And now our community of faith opening prayer. Father, we pray this prayer and make this declaration as your children, the heirs of God, as the body of Christ filled with the fullness of God, as ministers of reconciliation, as ambassadors of the kingdom of heaven, as kings and priests, to God by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. We, the community of faith, declare, thank you, Father, that you have filled us with your Holy Spirit. Flow, Holy Spirit, flow with your presence and power in our lives. We receive your guidance through this time of ministry, that lives will be changed forever by the word of God, and glory and honor will be brought to your kingdom through our influence today. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. And then let's pray these two verses over Jerusalem, over the United States of America, and any and every lost person in our lives. Jeremiah 24:7, that God will give them a heart to know him, that he is the Lord, and they shall be his people, and he will be their God, for they shall return to him with their whole hearts. And Ephesians 1:17, the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to them the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Amen. Amen. And now here we go to the Southwest Believers Convention. Did you have anything else you wanted to say, love, before I start it? All righty then, here we go.
Wow. Yeah, come on, that's good. He's butchered. Meat patty? Meat patty, butchered. It'll be all right. It'll be all right. You get it. The Spirit of God, yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Wow. Amen. Come End of problem. Come on, man. Come on, man. Tell him. Come on. Wow. Thank you, wow. And it's that's it right there. I'm free. Thank you, Father. Do we understand all this?
strong as men. Bold.
Come on, Keith. Wow. Already done.
Yeah.
already done did it. Oh. Bad things done. What it is. Yeah. I believe it.
I believe it.
Thank you, Father. No problem. No, already just did it. I don't think who I is. I know who I am.
Come on. Glory to God. Come on, people. Yeah, come on. Come on, man. Come on. Come on. Already know how. I know how. I already done did it. In my heart, yeah, amen. Yeah, yeah, amen. Don't get in that one.
Thank you. When you believe you receive it, you win. And I'm telling you, I'm going to receive now. What? Now?
Awesome, awesome message from Keith. And I hate to skip this part, but I am going to jump ahead because Pastor did want us to watch Dr. Winston tonight yet, too. So in order to get his message in here, I'm going to jump us ahead a little bit. I hope you guys are enjoying this conference and these messages, Major Revelations. So, hold on. Let me turn.
Then I realized that you probably can't see me saying it.
I can't hear you now. I turned the speaker off. He passes that often. Amen. 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 Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Whatever you said.
Oh,
I
see.
By
and he received with smoke.
God has put that
who are not totally communal. So, all the things, where did
I'm
but in anger. Here, if you look at the law They prayed and then they prayed. And all of a sudden,
yeah, come on.
word. Wow. You know, by the time you get done with one of these conferences, you're almost in word, I don't want to say word overload, but revelation overload, maybe. So amazing. Yes. We're human or not human, we're children of God. Yes, amen. Yeah. Amen. Thank you. Yeah, yeah. It's the enemy that has put that fear on people to Yes, amen. You know, that is the enemy's tactic to put the fear in people with the statement of you're trying to make yourself equal with God. And Jesus dealt with that. All right. And that's what I was getting here together right now. That's fine. All right. If everybody gets your communion elements together, if you don't already, we'll receive communion together. We try to always use bread or a cracker and grape juice. I apologize here. I'm in the dark again. we try to use bread or a cracker and grape juice because that is what Jesus used with the disciples at their Last Supper. If you're in a pinch and you have a pretzel and Gatorade, that's fine. It will work. We bless and sanctify our elements before we use them, but we just try to keep things as close to what Jesus shared with the disciples as it is. I'm going to read the verses about communion, the Last Supper with the disciples, out of the Bible. It's 1 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 23. And then we're going to pray the prayer of salvation together. For anyone that has not yet received Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we'll pray the prayer of salvation out loud. I'll put the words up on the screen so that you can do that. And then you'll be free to receive communion with us too. And we'd love to have you do that. So here we go. I'm going to read the verses right now. For I received from the Lord that which I also delivered to you, that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. In the same manner, he also took the cup after supper, saying, this cup is the new covenant in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. Therefore, whoever eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the body and blood of the Lord. That means receiving communion or the new covenant worship is actually what it is, without honoring the Lord, without it being in remembrance of what he did for us. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. For this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. For if we would judge ourselves, we would not be judged. Thank you, Father, that we have that opportunity to judge ourselves. So, those are our communion verses, and now I'm going to share the screen for anyone that needs to pray the prayer of salvation and receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Let me mute Pastor here. Making some noise there. All right, I'm going to share the screen. And if you've made the decision to pray this prayer, pray it from the depths of your heart, realizing that this is a life-changing and eternity-changing decision. And what a wonderful decision it is. So here we go. And even if you've prayed this prayer 1,000 times, pray it again. It's a wonderful refreshing to our soul and spirit. Here we go. I thank you, God my Father, that in the fullness of time, you sent the fullness of Jesus to redeem my life by his blood from destruction. Thank you, Jesus, for giving yourself for me so that I can be made complete in you every day. According to John 3:16, I choose to believe you are the only begotten Son of God and that you died and rose again on the third day. Now reach out your hands to Jesus and say, I receive you, Jesus, my life. I receive all of your grace and mercy, all of your love and righteousness, filling every part of my life with all the fullness of God. Thank you that none of my sins are imputed against me. I am now a new creation in Christ Jesus. Fill me and baptize me with the Holy Spirit and fire so that I live in power, understand the word of God, pray in my heavenly language, and live a successful life as a believer every day. Surround me with godly people who will help me know how to walk with you every day. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Now, if you just prayed that prayer for the first time, we would love it if you would get a hold of us and let us know that. If you have any questions or concerns about anything, please get a hold of us. We'd be glad to help you know how to walk out this new life. We can direct you to videos that we have that will help bring understanding to you. And we have this wonderful group of believers that are here every day. They're a wonderful support for one another, and they will be for you too. And we're so happy that you've made this decision, and we'd like to say welcome to the family of God and welcome to the kingdom of God. Her contact information will be in the notes in YouTube after the program, or you can go to our website, which is samueljcottle.com, the Community of Faith website, and all of our contact information is on there. So please get a hold of us. We would love to know you made this decision and help you in any way we can walk out your new life. And that's what this is a new life. You've just been made a new creation in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. So here we go. If everyone has your communion elements, let's hold them up and pray this. Father God, we thank you for these communion elements, and we bless them and sanctify them for this time of communion with you, Lord. Amen. And now I'm going to share the screen again, and we'll pray the communion or new covenant worship prayer. First, we'll pray over the bread and receive it, and then we'll pray over the juice and receive it. So here we go. Jesus, as you instructed your disciples, I receive these elements today, this bread,